The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'm very happy to be here. I was happy coming down to IMC today, knowing that I would not be alone, alone in the building, but not alone in the world, and that many people would be from all over sitting together during this time. I walked down here this morning, and it's about a 30-minute walk from my home, and it's quite remarkable to have the street pretty much to myself, and I appreciated the quiet. So I see one notice about no sound. Does some people have sound? Sounds okay for other people. Great. Thank you, Lily. So to start our meditation time together, our conspiracy, with the idea that the Latin root for conspiracy means to breathe together, and to give some care. And this word care is a very powerful word in Buddhism. The Pali word is anukampa, and to care. To care for yourself, to care for the world, to care for your body, and to give some care to the posture you're going to sit in. And not only focusing on the posture itself, but using this as an opportunity to care for yourself, for your body, and take the posture that you think will be most supportive for you during this period of meditation. And also to begin the process of care, which is in the background or the foreground of sitting in meditation. That meditation itself is an expression, can be an expression of care, self-care, but also for care for the whole world. That we are clearing, opening, understanding what's happening here for ourselves, so that we can better care for ourselves and for the world around us. So if you can then gently close your eyes and softly and gently take some little larger breaths than you normally would. Breathing in deeply, and exhaling maybe a teeny bit more than you normally would, so you're ready and prepared to receive more air, more oxygen coming in as you breathe in. Breathing in, breathing out. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And there's a way of understanding that the movements of breathing is a way in which our body cares for itself, cares for us, and that we're attuning ourselves, aligning ourselves to the experience of breathing as we meditate. And perhaps this way in which the body cares for itself by breathing has a chance to meet whatever degree of self-care with which we sit here to meditate. A self-care that wants us to be free of suffering, wants us to be able to meet ourselves honestly. A self-care that makes room and allowance for us to be just as we are, so we can find our way, so our system, our body and heart can find its way with how we are. And then to take a few moments to notice how you are right now. In whatever way you are, you're allowed to be this way as you meditate, including having the aspiration to be free of whatever stress, discomfort, suffering you might have. The aspiration is a beautiful thing, but be careful that you don't then override your experience. The aspiration is a good to have, and we want to use that to open and feel and sense what we are here now, not to be ahead of ourselves. And then to soften, relax the parts of the body that are easy to relax. Perhaps there's tension in the shoulders that can maybe not relax, but you can soften around it. Almost like you soften and make more space for the tension to be there. Might be possible to soften in the chest. It might be possible to loosen the belly. And then to maybe quietly, caringly, bring yourself closer to your breathing. Approach the experience of breathing. Maybe approaching from the edges first. As if you're approaching something that will be friendly to you if you don't rush at it, don't pounce on it. You approach it caringly, respectfully. Approaching your breathing so the breathing has a chance to see you coming, recognize you're there at the edges. So the breathing can sense and feel whatever sense of care or friendliness you have in attending to your breathing, accompanying your breathing. Allow yourself to accompany your breathing and allow your breathing to accompany you. The meeting of your attention, your mindfulness, and the body breathing. whatever it is that pulls you away from the breathing. See if your attention to it, your mindfulness of it, can be with a sense of care. A sense that it's worthy of your attention. It's one more thing to approach caringly. Approach without any sense of conflict. One more thing to be known. Whatever is happening to you as you meditate, you might experiment or try not to see it as a problem, but rather as one more thing to hold in your caring attention. That all things that occur as you're sitting here are equally deserving of your care, your attention, as if you're accompanying your experience. Not participating in it or involved in it, but accompanying it, keeping it company with awareness, allowing it to unfold, change, open up, settle in whatever way that it wants.